My guest in the studio was born in Beirut. She studied classical piano in Lebanon and in Armenia and earned her master's degree in piano performance. She developed an interest in ethno-jazz and she moved to Sydney and studied jazz piano at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music. And her debut album entitled Transition received a 3.5-star review in Downbeat magazine, no mean feat at all, and was nominated for an ARIA Award back in 2019. Zella Mogossian, welcome back to Now's the Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We last spoke on this program back in January of 2019, and that was following the very successful release of your debut release, Transitions, on Art as Catharsis Records. Before we talk about what you've been up to in that interim period, for our listeners who may not have heard of you yet, can you just briefly recap on your musical origins?
Yes. As you said, I was born in Lebanon and I was mostly educated in the classical style of performance, piano. I think because in Lebanon back in the day, I grew up during the war, it was war on and off all the time, political instability. So I don't remember that there were jazz venues which were functioning normally, and I didn't have anyone in my family who listened to jazz back then. So I was immersed in that style, and I continued because I really loved music. So that was my choice to be a pianist until I got to Armenia to further my studies. And when I went to the jazz clubs there and I heard the music that they were producing, the fusion between folk and jazz, something in me told me, why are you practicing classical 4 to 5 hours a day? But anyway, I realized my dream when I moved to Australia. It was like, it's a blank canvas now. I have to start, not all over again, but really change the way I want to present myself.
But I guess you don't want to change too much either, do you?
I don't think you can. Yeah.
Because certainly this album, Transitions, has been somewhat of a success. There's no doubt about that. You received great reviews in Downbeat, as I mentioned, but also wonderful reviews in Jazzwise, the UK's jazz journal. It really has been celebrated right across the musical scene globally, and not just in the jazz world, but also in the sort of the world music sections. What do you think were the main factors in the success of this disc?
To be honest, I think I've said this before in other interviews. When I put that album out, I wasn't expecting anything. It was just for me. I did that for me, just to tell myself and prove to myself that I am following my passion. And I guess it was the first time in my life that I didn't care about how I'm writing, because up till then, growing up in that classical discipline where you really have to know the rules to be able to deliver something, I was not good in classical harmony because I always wanted to bend the rules, and I always got lower marks because, no, that's not possible. But then all of that knowledge, also listening to different styles of music, I guess, classical, rock music, I actually liked any kind of music that was good, except really heavy metal. I didn't enjoy listening to that. So it just, all of them came in to my writing, and I didn't inhibit myself. Of course, I had some guidance from my mentors, but I said, I'm just going to follow my heart and see how it's going to be, the outcome is going to be. And I have to say that my band members also have a big input in that sound, because although I write everything, but they have their individual sound delivered in the pieces, in the tracks.
It sounds like the move to this ethno jazz has really given you a sense of freedom in your writing.
Yes, yes.
What's your opinion on the response by government during the COVID to the plight of the arts and artists and in the entertainment industry more broadly in Australia?
Yes, it was a terrible blow, because we always knew that arts always came second or third. We have never gotten that much support anyway. But during COVID, I personally saw my friends suffer so much. But because musicians are very creative people, we somehow found a way to navigate through it. But no, I think we are all disappointed in how it was handled. And big efforts were put in. I know so many prominent artists did so many campaigns and sent out thousands of emails to all of us to get signatures and everything.
You have recorded a follow-up album to Transitions.
Yes, we recently finished the recording. We did it in two lots. The first five tracks were recorded in September because I had composed them for a while and we played them quite a few times and I thought they were quite mature and ready for recording. And I completed the last four tracks afterwards and we recorded them in April, I think. We finished. And now there are a few things cooking, which I can't tell now, but hopefully in a few months' time. Excellent. I will be able to announce. Yeah,
I like the idea of cooking.
Yeah.
Now, what can listeners expect in terms of, in contrast to this current album?
Yeah, that's a good question because I feel like not only myself, my band members as well, or the other people who have heard us perform the new pieces. I think because you mature in, or you have more experience, and for myself, transitioning, that was my first step into this world. And I feel like these few years, I've gained more experience, more knowledge. All the things that I used to hear in my head, which I couldn't get out of me on paper or in my style of playing, it's developing and evolving. And I think people will notice quite a bit of difference in the tunes in this album. There's still the signature, of course, Zella, I think, voice in it, but I'm taking more risks. And I always remember my mentor, Matt McMahon's words, because I always criticize myself. And he says, if you don't put the first one out, you don't have a stepping stone to the next one. So that's how I'm being guided.
They're still coming from that Armenian folk tradition to a degree?
Yes, because I can't get that out of my being. It's always there. But I think I'm expressing myself more liberally in terms of harmony-wise and maybe voice-leading-wise. I feel like I'm a little bit more comfortable into it becoming a bit more of the jazz sound than more world sound. Because it's funny, we can categorize my first album as world music because it has lots of influences from folk, but we don't have any traditional instruments in it. Mm. But it still sounds a little bit worldly. But I think this next one, there's a bit of a shift.
Now, of course, you also perform with other ensembles around Sydney and they do introduce this idea of world jazz. One of those ensembles is called The Visions of Na, and you're performing this coming Sunday night, I believe, at around about 6:30 at Camelot Lounge.
Yes.
With artists such as Jeremy Rose, who's been interested in Indian classical music, Bobby Singh, the tabla player, and Hilary Geddes.
Yes.
So tell us about, I guess, these other experiences that you're having must also be informing your own playing.
Yes, of course.
Are you conscious of how much your own piano playing has developed because of things like this?
Yes, of course. Working with incredible artists other than my band members whom I adore and I've learned so much from, and I believe throughout all these years, my ears have filled up so much with their sound and their improvisations that you indirectly you're learning from them. So other than my band members, of course, working with Jeremy Rose, because he's such a developed artist in the jazz world, I get so much playing with him. And it pushes me forward, of course. So this project was Jeremy's idea. And I applied for an ABC grant, which I received, and it was a commission grant. And the idea is basing the tracks in the project on Armenian mythology, not particularly always sounding Armenian, but just evoking that mythical feeling. Mm-hmm. So half of the album is Jeremy's compositions, half mine. And we really wanted to experiment this with Bobby. And because I know Armenian music goes really well with the tabla, because we have so many things common in our time, signatures, the inflections, all the motifs. And actually, I think I'm really looking forward to it because Bobby with his like masterful playing, and he's just adapted so quickly to the music, and Hillary will provide soundscapes, her guitar magic into the whole atmosphere of the album.
What can we expect specifically from your ensemble?
Yes, first of all, this is such a privilege for us to participate in this festival, because I just want to mention something. When I first came here and I started going to the con, the first time I went to one of the recital halls and a band was playing, I felt so little, and so I thought I know nothing about jazz, and I was just watching them, and I said, oh, maybe just one day I will play here. And so this gives me such a great joy that we are performing. We will be presenting many of the new tunes from the new album, maybe just a few from the old one. It'll be a straight 50-55 minute set, very snappy, and I think because people will be around all the time, they can just come in and listen to us. And at 1 p.m. I am presenting a masterclass, and I really, really want young people to come and hear me speak, just not because I'm promoting myself. I think because I will speak about how I transitioned and how difficult, or what I did to navigate the really tough years to just get back out of the end of the tunnel. And still, it's not an easy road, but I just, especially younger women, and also talk about how I incorporate folk music in my compositions. So I think I will try to make it as interesting as possible.
Well, Zella Mogossian, despite all the coverage you've had worldwide in magazines like Downbeat, Jazzwise, despite all the listens you've had on Spotify to particular tracks from your album Transition, you haven't lost any sense of humility, and you are really a delight to have here in Australia.
Thank
for jazz
you.
Audiences and bringing this ethno jazz feel to the Australian jazz scene.
Thank
Congratulations
you,
for
Thank
that.
You. That means a lot. Thank you.
So Zella Mogossian, thanks very much for joining us on Now's the Time.
Thank you. All the best to you too.